America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Cavaliers winners last night again. Now 8-0. 8-0, your Cleveland Cavaliers. And Anthony, I must ask you a question to start off this show. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What did Kenny Atkinson do to unlock Darius Garland?
Kenny, I find your question to be legitimate, but at the same time, offensive.
I thought you were going to say repulsive.
Disgusting.
Despicable
question.
You disgust me.
What a night. Just every time these guys take the floor, especially these home games, it's just a celebration. It is just a celebration from start to finish.
The Bucks are 1-6.
Yeah.
That is not a good record.
Yeah, at no point, even though it got dicey there, obviously, in the third when Milwaukee, you know, basically doubled us up. And then in the fourth, there were moments where it got dicey.
What?
I just thought both games that they were always going to win the games. They were always going to figure out a way to win the game.
I'm sorry. What is Doc Rivers going to be doing by the holidays? I joked with a buddy of mine that I can't mention his name or Keith started sending texts. He was at the game last year when, oh God, I keep wanting to call him Adrian Adonis. It's not it. Who's the guy that they
hired? Adrian Griffin?
Adrian Griffin, thank you. They fired him last year, and they came to Cleveland, and it was like, hey, we got to get this guy fired, and everybody needs to see that. And they just walked around. It was a terrible, terrible basketball game, at least from the Milwaukee end. I mean, it was no effort, no nothing. And I'm watching this, I'm going, boy, they might just come to Cleveland and decide every year that this is where they're going to get their coach fired.
Yeah.
And then they made a game of it, because I mean, honestly, they were up by 13, and I said, well, that's enough of that, right? I mean,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you felt like they were going to dominate, but then they made it a fun game, and both these games, they end up with almost the exact same final scores. And Darius, you know, last game, you know, Donovan, this game, Darius just totally took over, and I thought it was interesting. Atkinson said the one thing that I was paying attention to the most, because we've seen Darius have hot three-point shooting nights. We've seen Darius, although this has got to be one of his better games as a pro, we've seen him have magnificent nights offensively. The two turnovers, with as much as the ball was in his hands, so people forget. They like last year, the whole season was a train wreck for Darius, and everybody always talks about when he got injured. But the cold hard truth, Ken, was that Darius was terrible before the injury last year. He came into the season throwing the ball around. He led the league in turnovers. He was like in Westbrook land. He wasn't good before the injury. And so last year was totally derailed the whole season. And it led us to having some I don't know if you want to call him crazy now, because he's gotten off to such a good start shooting the ball and handling the ball. But whether or not he's going to be a part of this next iteration of the Cavs, like, he was obviously in trade rumors. And then what was the consensus at the end of the year? That well, no one's going to trade for him on this contract and the way he's playing. I mean, he was basically wasn't even barely a top 20 point guard last year. That's how bad he was. Well, this year, he has not only is he one of the best point guards, he's been one of the best players. He has been a total stud this year. An obvious all-star 8 games into the season. Like, this is a great bounce back. And why I said your question was legitimate but a little bit offensive is I've seen other people go right to the look at what Kenny Atkinson has done. And I'm like, can we give Darius credit? Can we give Darius credit? Because maybe he just took all those rumors.
But it's the only thing that's different.
Hold on. Everything that was being said about him last year, and he's healthy. So he got to come into the season healthy. Maybe he got his mind right. I don't know what he did in the offseason. It's not like he was with Team USA. He wasn't even considered. I wonder if all that stuff has been a slight that Darius was like, I got to get back to being the guy that got this contract. I got to be the guy that was supposed to be, you know, at a certain level, because last year was such a disaster all the way around, really from start to finish. So I give him the credit. I just give him the credit because he's playing, basically you're seeing the best of him in every basketball capacity. Even defensively, he's working hard. And, you know, it's a regular season. Not a lot of guys are playing, you know, the best defense in the world. Milwaukee shows you that every night out.
Yeah, they do.
So I think it's just been a joy to watch. It's been so awesome to see Darius.
So what do you say about Evan Mobley then? Because, you know, I went through this weird vicious cycle here over the last couple of years, and maybe you noticed it, where, and this is not the right way to go about it, but I'm an emotional boy, and that's what happened, where I would get defensive of Evan Mobley with people, and then Evan Mobley would go out there at times and just look kind of lost on the floor and a little meek, and I would get mad at Evan Mobley because then people would start ripping me for Evan Mobley takes. And it was just a very vicious cycle to go about it because I'm like, well, I really like Evan Mobley, and I think that he can be a tremendous basketball player. And he's been very aggressive this year. And it's been 8 games, for goodness sakes. But he's been very aggressive to start this year, and he's been very, very good to start this year. And so I immediately go, okay, what did Kenny Atkinson do to change that? Like, he's the only one who's different. So because he's the only one who's different, the people tend to give him more credit than maybe he deserves. I don't know. Because you've kind of pushed back at the whole Atkinson credit thing. Like, not like you're a hater of Atkinson, but it's like, oh, be careful what you say.
No, I'll tell you what.
Because this is eventually
like,
going to settle into where they're supposed to be.
Here's what I like about Atkinson. And people aren't really going to reference this when they talk about Atkinson. Everyone's going to talk about offense and free-flowing offense and spacing. And, you know, getting Dean Wade, who didn't play last night, but getting him into the starting lineup, actually ended up being fortuitous with the Max Strus injury. I think Wade has helped him out. So everyone's going to focus on offense. I love that it seems like Atkinson just kind of picked up where Bickerstaff left off with the defense. He's kind of alluded to that, too. He's like, we're not really doing anything different. It was almost like in a strange way, he's like complimenting Bickerstaff. Like, yeah, we're kind of doing what we were doing defensively. And here are the things we're going to focus on. And it just so happens that now Evan Mobley's in his fourth year, more mature. He's getting better. Even though his numbers are not that drastically different from what they were last year, like last night, he had two coast-to-coasts. He had two of them that I counted. Well, last year and the year before that, he'd maybe have two of those in a week and a half. We had two of them last night. So that's the type of empowerment that maybe, you know, you do give Atkinson credit for. But eventually, probably got to give Mobley credit. Mobley is, eventually, we all saw the talent. It's not like any of us sat there and said, he's only going to have this limited ceiling. He's
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He's never going to get there. Like, we just wondered when he was going to get there. So maybe we'll give Atkinson credit for, you know, tapping him on the shoulder, because they said the very first meetings were all about Evan Mobley. But I kind of feel like whoever would have been head coach, it would have been all about Evan Mobley. Because we know what that unlocks.
He was the guy he had to get going. So, yeah, I think you're right about that.
If you or I were named the next head coach of the Cavaliers,
it would be unlocking Evan Mobley.
Yeah.
So he's unlocked Evan Mobley and Darius Garland, or he's just unlocking Evan Mobley?
I think...
And Darius Garland's already a fantastic player.
Yeah. We've seen Darius be really good in stretches before. This isn't something brand new. What I will say is, just looking more confident. And how many times... In Darius, especially when the games get physical, anytime, and we know about all the blows to the head and how that stuff has gone, and miraculously this year that hasn't really been the case, but he kind of gets in a straitjacket, he kind of throws the ball up, that's where he gets unsure of himself. Haven't seen that this year. Haven't seen it at all. So I know, like, looking at their schedule, what it's been so far, maybe it seems like everybody's kind of caught up in the Cavs' excitement. Like, even nationally, they're getting a lot of credit. I don't know that anybody's like analyzing their schedule. Like, the schedule's been kind of easy. It's been easier than I thought it would be to this stage. I didn't know Milwaukee was going to be this bad. They've taken advantage.
I thought Milwaukee would be their first real big challenge. Yeah. Like, New York, I still kind of find them in the same category.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, Milwaukee, and now it's. I mean, good God, it's been 2.5 weeks, and we're talking about trade destinations for Giannis and.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff is, I understand, it's very dramatic and very overblown, but I'm going, man, like, well, the Knicks could be a possibility, and Philadelphia could be a possibility, and the Clippers, and I'm going, whoa, man, like, the season just started before Halloween, and here we are 2.5 weeks later, and it's, well, where could he end up going? I tell people to slow down, but Cavaliers are 8-0, Cavaliers look fantastic, and man, Darius Garland again, just 39 points in 35 minutes, a tremendous output from him, especially when you needed it against this type of basketball team. And I know that there will be valleys with some of these peaks, but as long as he stays healthy, it's almost like he's returned back to form. As long as he doesn't get raked over the eyes or slapped in the face or someone sets a fireball off in front of his face like Jim Cornette, maybe everything will be just fine for a guy like Darius Garland. I mean, good God, it was a terrible start to the season last year physically for him. Mentally, I think it took its toll on him, and it's been a tremendous start to the season. He turned the page in 2024-25, and he's looking good. There was something there yesterday, though, that did you do the dual screens? Did you watch both games?
I had everything. I had Ohio State basketball on a little bit against Texas. I mean,
you were ready to go after John Diebler, weren't you?
Basketball is here, man. Basketball is here. We are pumped.
Or are you going to give Diebler time, or are you going to do what you did with Chris Holtman?
I think I gave Holtman. I didn't turn on Holtman like 5 weeks into it.
Seemed like you turned on him pretty quickly.
I thought it was like year three that he started to wear out his welcome with me.
It was year two, at least.
I thought it was year two.
He came on year one, and you were nice, and then you took your shots, and then maybe you got a phone call or two.
Yeah, it was odd. We don't want to talk about that, though, right?
Personal
now.
Calls from the coaches.
Well, it happens. But I was actually mentioning, I could have mentioned Akron Zips basketball. They lost to Arkansas State. It's okay. It's just the start of the season. Hey, quiet. It's just the start of the season. Come on. There was Monday Night Football last night. And Baker threw for 200, two touchdowns. They lost in overtime, which, by the way, hey, guys, for everybody, let me reiterate this. For everybody who called about Kareem Hunt, and Lyman can say whatever he wants, for us who are kind of dismissive about it, yeah, I guess got that wrong. I just figured everybody else in the NFL knew something maybe we didn't. He had 27 carries last night.
Whoa.
He scored in overtime. He didn't average very much but he still scored a touchdown. I mean, it's not like they're not feeding Kareem Hunt. Like that 27 carries is a hell of a lot of carries. The closest to him was Carson Steele with 3 carries. Patrick Mahomes had 2. Samaje Perine had 1 carry for 10 yards. Kareem Hunt had 27. But either way, Baker had 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. Tampa Bay lost again, though. I think they've lost 3 in a row. The Buccaneers have their 4 and 5. Yeah, they lost to the Ravens. They lost to the Falcons, the 49ers. And the Chiefs. And now they got the 49ers at home coming up on Sunday. But this is Bill Belichick last night. This is on the Manning cast. I didn't get to see this. Usually I am watching Belichick. I didn't get to see this. And I got to wonder if I need to stand down on this. This is Belichick last night.
Bill, these guys coming out of college, did you like them both?
I really liked Mayfield. I thought he did a great job at Oklahoma and, you know, led the team well. He was really a strong leader and toughness. You know, probably not great that he went to Cleveland, but, you know, he's really developed, you know, last 3 years. But, man, he made some great throws down there for Coach Riley at Oklahoma.
Do I have to sit down and take it from Bill Belichick, or can I say, like, well, was it great for Mac Jones to go to New England?
You can take that shot. That's fine. I unfortunately, that is the perception.
Was it great for Mac Jones to go to Cleveland and have a defensive coordinator made his offensive coordinator? And the defensive coordinator and him, they host a great podcast together called Coach. It's very, very good. I sit there and I listen to Belichick and I hang on every word, but I'm going, do I need to sit down and take this?
You probably do have to sit down and take it.
Okay.
Yeah,
because, and then I will stand down.
Well, the reason I say that is it's just Belichick. Like, I think of what the Jason Barrett 8-8 headline would be in the trades.
Carmen takes shots at Belichick.
And it would be, yeah, be Cleveland radio host takes shots at best coach in the history of the NFL over what? Mac Jones? I mean.
You need Mac Jones to show up on another team and play the way that Baker has the last 2 years.
Yeah, because his track record has been like, all right, Matt Castle looked pretty damn good with New England. Garoppolo had good seasons. Yeah. Garoppolo had good seasons with San Francisco. Yeah, so I'm not going to went to the Super Bowl. So I'm not going to rip on Garoppolo. He was a good quarterback. All right, fine. I got to stand down and I got to take it. You're right. That's why I ran it past you. I wanted to make sure I didn't shoot my mouth off and act stupid.
Honestly, I think they take it as, Who drafted him? Who's the coach when he came in? I think that's probably what Belichick is thinking of.
Hugh Jackson?
Right. I think.
I knew Belichick liked him. I mean, they made no secret really liked him.
Right.
Video and all the stuff. Like, he liked Baker.
I think you should take comfort in knowing how people feel about the Hugh Jackson Browns. And that had maybe Baker came into the league and it was Stefanski as the head coach from day one. Maybe it's a different story. I don't know. Maybe their relationship would have been better from day one.
Around this time, too, we had a very special anniversary with Hugh Jackson 3 days ago.
Is that right?
Yeah. Did I send that to you?
No.
Okay. I'll tell you about it during the break. One day I might mention it on the air. We'll see.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.